I would ask an interest in your prayers tonight. You know that I need them. There's no doubt there. And looking at my notes, I see we don't have too many kids because I would probably make them happy because this will probably be kind of short tonight. And I know some of the thoughts I've had, seems like they've been with me for quite a while, and they just, when I make it a matter of prayer of what I'm to preach about, they just seem to be some of the similar thoughts. So I would ask for an interest in your prayers tonight on this. And I enjoyed the service we had this morning. I think the Spirit was here with us and guided and directed us in this. And one of the thoughts that was brought out is this time is a time for us to prepare ourselves and that we need to be doing that, those things that are right before our Heavenly Father. We need to be preparing ourselves both spiritually and temporally before Him. And I think that's important with what's happening around us in the world today. We see so many things that are going on. And I think we see that Satan is at work. And we need to be so careful. I'd like to read just a scripture in Timothy. I believe everybody knows what scripture I'm reading, going to read. This is in 3 Timothy, in the 3rd chapter, 2 Timothy in the 3rd chapter. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. And I believe we do need to turn away from these things in the world. And I don't think as we look around us that there is much doubt of what's happening around us. I'd like to turn also over to 3 Nephi in the 8th chapter. And I think I'll start on page verse 47. Maybe 46. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me, that I should give unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so, even so shall ye pray in my church, among my people who do repent and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example for you. And it came to pass, when Jesus had spoken these words unto his disciples, he turned again unto the multitude and said unto them, Behold, verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye enter into temptation. And I believe this is a warning from our Heavenly Father. And I think we should pay heed to the next verse here, because this is the Lord speaking. For Satan desireth to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. Therefore ye must always pray unto the Father in my name. And whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, which is right, believing that ye shall receive, behold, it shall be given unto you. Pray in your families unto the Father, always in my name, that your wives and your children may be blessed. And behold, ye shall meet together often, and ye shall not forbid any man from coming unto you when ye shall meet together, but suffer them that they may come unto you, and forbid them not. But ye shall pray for them, and shall not cast them out. And if so be that they come unto you often, ye shall pray for them unto the Father in my name, Therefore, hold up your light that it may shine unto the world. And I believe we do need to be doing those things that are right before our Heavenly Father. I believe that's our desire, and that's our responsibility. And when I was going through the scriptures and reading on this, I opened the scriptures and went to Proverbs in the 10th chapter. And I like to read the whole chapter. I think it really says what it wants here on its own. I can't really add much to it. But it is that we need to be doing those things that are right before our Heavenly Father. The Proverbs of Solomon, a wise son maketh a glad father. And I believe that's true. The wise son maketh a glad father. But a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth the substance of the wicked, away the substance of the wicked. He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich. He that gathereth in summer is a wise son, but he that sleepeth in harvest is a son that causeth shame. Blessings are upon the head of the just, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. The memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. The wise in heart shall receive commandments, but a prating fool shall fall. He that walketh uprightly walketh surely, but he that perverteth his ways shall be known. He that winketh with the eye causeth sorrow, but a prating fool shall fall. The mouth of a righteous man is a well of life, but violence covereth the mouth of the wicked. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. In the lips of him that has understanding, wisdom is found, but a rod is for the back of him that is void of understanding. Wise men lay up knowledge, but the mouth of the foolish is near destruction. The rich man's wealth is his strong city. The destruction of the poor is their poverty. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, the fruit of the wicked to sin. He is in the way of life that keepeth instruction, but he that refuses reproof erreth. He that hideth hatred with lying lips, and he that uttereth a slander, is a fool. In the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. The tongue of the just is as choice silver, the heart of the wicked is little worth. The lips of the righteous feed many, but fools die for want of wisdom. The blessings of the Lord it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. It is as sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding has wisdom. The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted. As a whirlwind passes, so is the wicked no more, but the righteous is an everlasting foundation. As vinegar to the teeth and as smoke to the eyes, so is the sluggard to them that send him. The fear of the Lord prolongeth days, but the years of the wicked shall be shortened. The hope of the righteous shall be gladness, but the expectation of the wicked shall perish. The way of the Lord is strength to the upright, but destruction shall be to the workers of iniquity. The righteous shall never be removed, but the wicked shall not inhabit the earth. The mouth of the just bringeth forth wisdom, but the froward tongue shall be cut out. The lips of the righteous know what is acceptable, but the mouth of the wicked speaketh frowardness. So I think it's so important that we are doing those things that are right before our Heavenly Father. And I know as I look at myself at times, I feel I'm falling short. I need to be doing those things that are pleasing before my Heavenly Father. And there's two verses here that I want to bring out a few scriptures on. And the first one was verse 8. And like I said, I know I brought out these scriptures before, but this seemed to be what I was given this week. In verse 8, the wise in heart will receive commandments. And I'd like to bring out just a few scriptures on this, because I believe these commandments and the scriptures, they have been given to us for our help here, to lead us and direct us, to guide us. And as the scripture says, to keep us in the straight and narrow path which leads unto Him. I'd like to turn over page 644 and just read a couple verses here. Behold, I am the law and the light. Look unto me and endure to the end, and ye shall live. For unto him that endureth to the end will I give eternal life. Behold, I have given unto you the commandments. Therefore keep my commandments. And this is the law and the prophets. For they truly testified of me. And I believe we have been given these commandments to lead us in this life, because I don't believe the Lord does want to lose one of his children. I'd like to also turn over to page 207. And this is in the book of Mosiah, first chapter. I think I'll start with the first verse. And this is King Benjamin speaking unto his people there. And now there was no more contention in all the land of Zarahemla among all the people who belonged to King Benjamin, so that King Benjamin had continual peace all the remainder of his days. And it came to pass that he had three sons, and he called their names Mosiah, Helaram, and Helaman. And he caused that they should be taught in all the language of his fathers, that thereby they might become men of understanding, that they might know concerning the prophecies which had been spoken by the mouth of their fathers, which were delivered them by the hand of the Lord. And he also taught them concerning the records which were engraven on the plates of brass, saying, My sons, I would that ye should remember that were it not for these plates, which contain these records and these commandments, we must have suffered in ignorance, even at this present time, not knowing the mysteries of God. For if it were not possible that our father, Lehi, could have remembered all these things, to have taught them to his children, except it were for the help of these plagues. For he having been taught in the language of the Egyptians, therefore he could read these engravings, and teach them to his children, that thereby they could teach them to their children, and so fulfilling the commandments of God, even down to this present time. I say unto you, my sons, were it not for these things, which have been kept and preserved by the hand of God, that we might read and understand of his mysteries, and have his commandments always before our eyes, that even our fathers would have dwindled in unbelief. And I believe here he knew the importance of having these scriptures. And I believe that we know the importance of having these scriptures. I believe that we need them every day, and we need to rely on them. I turn also again in the Book of Mormon, back into the 8th chapter of 3rd Nephi. And I think I'll start with the 41st verse. If you do always remember me, you shall have my spirit to be with you. And I give unto you a commandment that ye shall do these things. And if ye shall always do these things, blessed are ye, for ye are built upon my rock. But whoso among you shall do more or less than these are not built upon my rock, but are built upon a sandy foundation. And when the rains descend, and the floods come, and the winds blow, and beat upon them, they shall fall. And the gates of hell are already open to receive them. Therefore, blessed are ye if ye shall keep my commandments, which the Father has commanded me that I should give unto you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, ye must watch and pray always, lest ye be tempted by the devil, and ye are led away captive by him. And as I have prayed among you, even so shall ye pray in my church among my people, who do repent, and are baptized in my name. Behold, I am the light. I have set an example before thee. And I believe the Lord has set the example for us to follow. And he has given us the commandments to follow. And I believe he has done that because of the love that he has for his people, for his children. And I believe that's the love that we need to have. This love for our Heavenly Father and love for our brothers and sisters. I'd like to continue in John. And again, I believe everybody knows the scripture that I'm going to read. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and will manifest myself unto him. And one of the main verses here I want to bring out is in the 15th verse. If ye love, this is the Lord speaking, if ye love me, keep my commandments. And again, I believe that is the desire of each one of us, that we are keeping these commandments. And my prayer tonight would be that we would never tire of hearing these scriptures that have been given to us. I know some are read a lot, but they have been given to us for our help. And it is our responsibility, I believe, to bring them back out all. I'd like to just read one verse back in Proverbs. This is the other one that I wanted to kind of bring out, and that is on love. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. And I believe we do need to have this love in our lives. This love for our Heavenly Father and our brothers and sisters. I'd like to turn over into the 15th chapter of John and read just a few verses here. I think I'll go back and start me at the 10th verse. If ye love me, if ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard of my Father I have made known unto you. Ye have not chosen me, But I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. These things I command you, that ye love one another." I think this 14th verse should mean a lot to us here. "Ye are my friends if ye do whatsoever I command you." And again, I believe that is our desire, is to do those things that are right before our Heavenly Father, those commandments that he has given to us. I'd like to turn over and read in Ephesians just a couple verses in 6th chapter, starting with the first verse. And I believe this should be good for our children, but also good for us, to our Heavenly Father. "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." Again, I believe that's for us, to our Heavenly Father, to obey him. "Honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, and singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. With good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. And ye masters, do the same things unto them, forbearing, threatening, knowing that your master also is in heaven. Neither is there respect of persons with him. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might." We need to be strong in the Lord and rely on him and let him lead and direct us in our lives. I'd like to turn back just to Ephesians in the 4th chapter. I think I'll start with 26th verse here. And I believe this is kind of a warning to that we need to be careful. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. But rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake has forgiven you. Be ye therefore followers of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us, and has given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. And I believe we do need to walk in this love. And I believe if we do, it should be evident in our lives. I'd like to read just a few more scriptures. And again, the first one, I believe we all should know it by heart, and this is in Matthew 22nd chapter. In the 37th verse, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and the great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. And my prayer tonight would be that we do have this love for our Heavenly Father, our love for our brothers and sisters, our neighbors. And if we do have this love, I believe it is going to show in our lives, because it will be our desire to do those things that are pleasing before Him. We will be like a light for Him. I'd like to turn over to Romans, the 8th chapter. And this is probably my favorite scripture here. Let's start with the 31st verse. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature, shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And I believe if I didn't say anything else tonight, this should be so uplifting to us, that nothing can separate us from this love that the Lord has for us. Nothing can separate us from His love. I'd like to turn over to Colossians. In the 3rd chapter, I think I'll start, read the first 4 verses, and then first. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. And I believe that's a time that we're all looking forward to. I'd like to go over to the 12th verse. Put on, therefore, and I believe this, he's talking to us here. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your heart, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, sing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. And going back to the 14th verse, and above all these things we're to put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And I believe that is our desire, is to be working, that we may be perfect, perfect in his love to our Heavenly Father. I'd like to turn over to 2 Peter in the first chapter, the third verse. According to his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceedingly great and precious promises, that ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and has forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. I pray that I may have brought some scriptures back to our mind tonight that will be of help to us. And I wanted to close in the Book of Mormon in the 7th chapter and read on this charity, because I believe it is the desire of all of us that we have this charity in our lives, this pure love of Christ, that it is in us, that it is working, and that we are working for him. I think I'll start with the 45th verse. And again, my beloved brethren, I would speak unto you concerning hope. How is it that you can attain unto faith, save ye shall have hope? And what is it that ye shall hope for? Behold, I say unto you, that ye shall have hope through the atonement of Christ and the power of his resurrection, to be raised unto eternal life, or life eternal, and this because of your faith in him according to the promise. And I believe that is the desire of each of us, is to have life eternal with our Heavenly Father. Wherefore, if a man have faith, he must needs have hope, for without faith there cannot be any hope. And again, behold, I say unto you that ye cannot have faith and hope, save ye shall be meek and lowly of heart. If so, his faith and hope are vain, for none is acceptable before God save the meek and lowly of heart. And if a man be meek and lowly in heart, and confesses by the power of the Holy Ghost that Jesus is the Christ, he must needs have charity. For if he have not charity, he is nothing. Wherefore he must needs have charity. And charity suffereth long, and is kind, it envieth not, is not puffed up, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoices not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, if ye have not charity, ye are nothing, for charity never faileth. Wherefore, cleave unto charity, which is the greatest of all. For all things must fail, but charity is the pure love of Christ, and it endureth forever. And whoso is found possessed of it the last day, it shall be well with him, with them. Wherefore, my beloved brethren, pray unto the Father with all the energy of heart, that ye may be filled with this love which he has bestowed upon all who are the true followers of his Son, Jesus Christ. that ye may become the sons of God, that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. For we shall see him as he is, that we may have this hope, that we may be purified, even as he is pure. And that would be my prayer tonight, that we would have this charity, this pure love of Christ working in our lives, that we may come closer to him and closer to each other. Because I believe in the days to come, we are going to need him more and more, and we're going to need each other and be able to depend on each other. We need this charity to do this. Thank you.